Alvarez blasts Baker, Astros to World Series title versus Phils. By AP on November 5, 2022. Houston, AP, Yordan Alvarez hit a towering go-ahead homer and the Houston Astros clinched their second World Series title in 6 seasons and got Dusty Baker his first crown as a manager, beating the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1 in Game 6 on Saturday night. Alvarez blasted a 3-run drive in the 6th inning immediately after Phillies starter Zach Wheeler was pulled with a 1-0 lead. As Alvarez's 450-foot drive disappeared, Astros starter Framber Valdez jumped and wildly screamed in the dugout as fans in the crowd of 42,948 went into a frenzy waving their orange rally towels. "When I was rounding second base, I felt the whole stadium moving," Alvarez said through a translator. Baker finally got his first title in his 25th season as a manager, the past 3 since being hired by the Astros to help the team regain credibility after the sign-stealing scandal that cost manager A.J. Hinch and general manager Jeff Luhnow their jobs, and made Houston the most reviled team in baseball. The 73-year-old Baker, who had been to the World Series twice before as a skipper, is the oldest championship manager in any of the 4 major North American sports. It came 20 years after a near miss, when came within 5 outs of winning the championship while guiding the San Francisco Giants. "What's next? I said if I win one, I want to win two," Baker said afterward. Houston's coaching and training staff circled around Baker after Nick Castellanos flied out to end it, jumping up and down, and chanting "Dusty. Dusty. Dusty." in the dugout before they joined the players on the field. Astros rookie shortstop Jeremy Peña was the World Series MVP after getting another key hit, a single to set up Alvarez's drive. The 25-year-old star born in the Dominican Republic also won a Gold Glove Award and AL Championship Series MVP. Peña's the first hitter to win those 3 awards in a career. And he did it all in his first season, per OptiStats. Alvarez's homer cleared the batter's eye in straightaway center, the backdrop that extends 40 feet above the field. It was the first time the Cuban slugger connected since the first 2 games this postseason. "This time what I did, I just tried to stay a little bit calm, select a good pitch to swing at," he said. "And that's what I did." Christian Vasquez added an RBI single later in the inning to make it 4-1. Valdez earned his second win of this series. He had been in the dugout only a few minutes after throwing his 93rd and final pitch while striking out 9 over 6 innings. But the lefty had walked off the mound with the wildcard Phillies up 1-0 on Kyle Schwarber's homer leading off the 6th. Schwarber, who hit his 3rd homer in the past 4 games, rounded the bases waving his raised empty hand in the same motion as the fans with their towels. But by the time Schwarber batted in the 8th, the NL's home run leader was reduced to bunting, trying for a hit to stir a dormant Phillies offense. His bunt went foul with 2 strikes, resulting in a strikeout. In the 6th, Houston got 2 runners on base against Wheeler for the first time in the game, when Martin Maldonado was hit by a pitch. Jose Altuve grounded into a force out and Peña singled. Phillies manager Rob Thomson went to left-handed reliever Jose Alvarado to face the lefty slugger for the 4th time in the series. Alvarez had popped out twice and been hit by a pitch the first 3 times. "I thought Wheels still had really good stuff. It wasn't about that. It was just I thought the matchup was better with Alvarado and Alvarez at that time," Thomson said. And Alvarado had allowed only 3 homers to lefty hitters in his 6 big league seasons, until his 2-1 pitch, when Alvarez crushed the 99-mph sinker. "It's kind of a dirty inning and I thought, I mean, going into the series it was always kind of Alvarado on Alvarez," Thomson said. "It was the 6th inning and I felt like the normal back end of the bullpen guys could get through it." Alvarez hadn't homered since Game 2 of the AL Division Series against Seattle, when his 2-run shot in the 6th inning put them up to stay. That came after his game-ending 3-run shot in Game 1 for an 8-7 win. Houston won an American League best 106 games and reached its 4th World Series during a span in which it made it to the AL Championship Series 6 seasons in a row. The Astros made their only other World Series appearance in 2005, while still in the National League, and were swept in 4 games by the Chicago White Sox. This was their 3rd ALCS and 2nd consecutive World Series since former Astros pitcher Mike Fiers revealed after the 2019 season when he had gone from Houston for 2 years since being part of their 2017 championship. That the team had used a camera in center field to steal signs and signal hitters on which pitches to expect by banging on a garbage can. Philadelphia was 22-29 when Joe Girardi was fired in early June and replaced by bench coach Thompson. The 59-year-old baseball lifer getting his first chance a big league manager. He was on the Yankees' big league staff for 10 seasons with Girardi, and was part of their last World Series and title in 2009. The Phillies finished the regular season 65-46 under Thompson. Their 87 wins good for the sixth and final spot in the NL playoffs, on the way to their first World Series since 2009. Valdez became the only left-hander other than Sandy Koufax in 1963 to strike out 5 consecutive batters in a World Series game. He fanned the side in the third, then Bryce Harper swung and missed a 97-mph sinker to start the fourth before Castellanos' 10-pitch at-bat that ended with him taking a 96-mph pitch on the inside corner, and clearly disagreeing with home plate umpire Lance Barksdale. When Wheeler was on the mound in between that, he broke at least 3 Houston bats in the bottom of the third, and had to make one play while a shattered bat flew over his head and around him. The barrel of Chaz McCormick's bat landed short of second base and then slid all the way to the outfield grass. After mid-season addition Trey Mancini singled for his first career postseason hit. A pitch after having to change bats, McCormick's second bat of the plate appearance was shattered at the handle by a 97-mph sinker, with the barrel finally landing short of second base and then sliding to the edge of the outfield grass. Wheeler made the play and threw to second baseman Gene Segura for the force with the bat still moving between him and Mancini running toward the base. Wheeler gave up 3 doubles and 2 runs in his first 4 pitches in losing Game 2. His first 4 pitches a week later resulted in a strikeout of Altuve, and the right-hander matched a career best needing only 7 pitches to get out of the first inning. Wheeler finished with 70 pitches, allowing 2 runs on 3 hits over 5 and 1/3 innings. He struck out 5 and walked 1.